Okay, welcome to City Council regular meeting Tuesday, March 11, 2014. It's 7 p.m. Natalie, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And roll call, please.
Councilmember Mahan.
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Vaughn.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Cobb.
Here. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requested changes by staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor.
Council?
Nothing.
Very good. Item 4A, consider acceptance by motion of City Council, March 11, 2014 agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstained. Motion carries. Item number five, presentations and proclamations. There are none. Item number six, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address City Council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Please step forward and state your name in the microphone.
Good evening, Stephanie Southam. I'm here on behalf of the Willows Monday Afternoon Club. It's bunco time again. So I'm just here just to publicly promote our upcoming fundraiser. Last fundraiser, we exceeded our goal and were able to get the thermal imaging camera for the fire department. So we always kind of choose a group to do that. And bunco is one of our big things. But this next time, we're going to split our proceeds three ways. To select programs at the Willows High School, Willows Intermediate, and we've chosen at Murdoch Elementary the Mallard Garden, which is almost done. So we're very excited for that. So I'm just here just to announce it's next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, at the Monday Afternoon Club building just across the way. Doors open at 5:30, games start at 6. You don't have to know how to play to come. I teach you in 5 minutes. We've had the privilege of Councilman Mello, who's brought his family the last couple times, and they've seemed to enjoy themselves. So I'm hoping maybe to see some new faces, including your own, to support our community and our schools. We're going to be serving a potato bar, so come with an empty stomach. We have raffles, door prizes, and cash prizes for the most buncos if you've ever played. It's just an easy dice game. The tickets are $10, and you can contact me for further information, and I can leave a flyer here if that's okay. Thank you. So that's it. Thank
Excellent.
You. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. For the invite.
Hope to see you.
Would anybody else like to speak? Okay, then. Moving on to item number seven, it's a consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council, will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a councilman or a citizen requests. In which event, the item will be removed from the consent agenda. 7A is to consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. 7B, consider approval of City Council minutes for the regular meeting held on February 25, 2014. 7C, review the city's current conflict of interest of code and confirm it is presented without changes. 7D, consider approval of a resolution appointing Coastland Civil Engineering as the engineer of work for the City of Willows Landscape Lighting Assessment District and direct preparation of the annual engineer's report for fiscal year 2014-15. Council?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the consent agenda be approved as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Your Honor, if I could, just to clarify, just to point out that we'll make a correction on the code of conflict of interest of code. Seems to be a sentence that's in conflict with the conflict. So we'll get that correct. We'll get that corrected and remove one of the prepositions, and we'll have it all squared away.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. Item number eight is public hearings. There are none. Item number nine, ordinances. There are none. Item number 10, items introduced by City Council Administrative Staff for discussion purposes only. Staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor.
Council?
No.
Larry? What's the record for shortest City Council meeting? Just curious.
You just broke it by accident.
All right, we're done?
I'm done.
Item number 11, new businesses. No, there's none. Item 12, council member reports. Gary?
I attended the Willows Fire Department being in tri-tip feet. It was a great event, as always, supporting our fire department. There you go. We're still in line for beating the record. I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Just report, Jody was able to get the Zip Books project grant from the state, a $4,000 grant for each. Yay. Willows and Orland. It's to help out working on the interlibrary transfers. It was quite a coup for Jody to get that. She made a good impression down at Sacramento. They were very interested to hear about the rural libraries and the interlibrary lending. So just to keep that short, it's a win for both Willows and Orland. She did a great job on that. Going to help out.
Fantastic. Thank you. Tara?
I attended LAFCO Local Agency Formation Commission yesterday morning. We confirmed a review of the Orland Sphere of Influence. Next up is Willows City Sphere of Influence, which we should have a draft of possibly by next month, and then future in May, maybe approve it. So if anybody's interested, I have more information.
Very good. Thank you. Larry?
I just have one thing. 2 weeks ago when we did the bowling, for those people that were here at the bowling, there was one award that wasn't passed out. I wasn't in charge of it because I was pretty busy. I had the one of the employees at the bowling alley figured this out. It was a cheerleading award, so each city had a cheerleading award. Oh. I had nothing to do with it. It was the clerk there at the bowling alley. I didn't have time to pass it out because I totally forgot about it, and I picked it up a couple of days ago. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there's only three people on our side that were cheerleading, right? Yeah. Well, the first place award is right here. So if council wants to take a vote on for me to open it up, I've never opened it. I have not a clue who won the award. So it's right here. I can leave it here. And
no, go ahead and open it.
Go ahead and open it. I don't have a clue.
Do it.
And the winner is?
It might embarrass somebody. I don't know who it is.
Love it.
Orland had one too. First place goes to the tall senior man wearing glasses.
Did he have a slight limp?
Well played.
Did it say elderly on there?
Does anybody want a photograph of that?
I think it was fixed.
Well done, Steve. Well deserved as well. Both you and Natalie and everybody else who attended that.
Orland has one too,
job.
So.
Okay, let them deal with that.
What's that? I haven't opened it. I don't know.
Guess you're going up to Orland Monday night to give it out, huh? Take it up to Orland Monday night and give it to them.
Okay, wonderful. New business, there's none. Council member, we already did that. Executive session, there's none. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. We're adjourned.
We've been doing that. Terry was right.
Yeah.
Seven.
Nope. I don't know.
The order still holds a record.